Oh, come on, come on, come along. Are you coming? If my timing's right, we'll arrive in good time for... Oh, listen, listen. There, hear that? Dinner's over. That's the men settling down with their cigars and port. Lucky devils. The women must now be coming to the drawing room. Come on.
A stupendous meal.
Your hair is wonderful.
All in procession. Quite, quite majestic. Ah, they're beautiful. The style, the care they take. Oh, yeah. Not like you slapdash modern women, oh no.
Mrs. Aldershot. Mrs. Aldershot. Here, beside me.
Mrs. Gibbs. Thank you, my dear. My word, this is a grand couch. Sheer velvet. Nothing too grand for our governor.
Unlike some of those dinner guests. Who was that ghastly man across from you? Disgraceful. He positively snorted as he ate. Shush, shush, dear woman, or you'll make me burst a button.
Apparently he's a propertied fellow from the Downs. In need of some refinement.
Here is Lady Bowen herself. Wife of the governor.
At last, welcome, ladies, welcome. Here we are, the very best time of the evening, all to ourselves.
Lady Bowen, a splendid dinner, splendid. Now you must sing for us.
You are too kind, Mrs. Aldershot. But what do all of our ladies wish?
To hear you sing, Lady Bowen.
Oh, yes, Lady Bowen. Please sing.
Please sing.
My, I do feel uncomfortable, you know. No place for a man here. I dare say this is a custom you moderns must surely regret you have lost. Men away in the dining room, women making for their own entertainment. Perfect way to end a dinner party, yes. Yeah.
Ladies, friends all. Please welcome back Mrs. O'Connell, who can inform us all of her wonderful enterprise in establishing a servant's home, where girls could be trained in the skills that would enable them to be employed.
Oh, thank you, Lady Bowen. Thank you, ladies. We seek to train girls of the lower orders, many miscreants amongst them, I fear, to give them domestic skills, allowing their future employment.
As a mistresses of our houses, we may all testify there is such a need for well-trained servants. Mrs. O'Connell, you are a true adventurer.
Lady Bowen will sing, you know. Or someone will. These women knew how to sing and play piano. At least those women did who wished to demonstrate they were suitably refined and cultured. For marriage, I mean. A musical facility is a great attractor.
But Lady Bowen is the adventurer, is she not? She has the courage to sing and play piano for us all.
What did I tell you? This really is very uncomfortable.
You make it too difficult to say no, especially since singing brings me such a joy. But what should I sing?
What about Thou Art So Near and Yet So Far?
Wonderful! The mail steamer has just brought me a letter which says this song is very popular in Europe. Lady Bowen, do you know it?
Indeed. And I have the music.
Then it is fate.
And my pleasure too. But I must make a modification in the music for which boldness I trust you will forgive me.
Is it at fault?
After a fashion. Truly and deeply at a fault. It is composed by a man, and the music is written for a violin to accompany it.
Well, a fault indeed.
Ah, yes, another practice from my own society, alas, lost in yours. Women do not play violin or flute or cello. Oh no, for such instruments may force them into unflattering poses. The piano is the instrument for a woman, or a harp. But especially the piano.
But before I begin, permit me to say, amid the frequent harshness of our lives here, how precious music truly is. Of all the arts that make a life dear, music has always been the dearest friend to me.
Tear to my eye, a tear to my eye.